Who's been in one of my services before?
好，有谁来参加过我的特会？举一下手好吗？
You have? Good.
很好。
And who hasn't been in one of my
没有来过我的特会的举一下手。
Wow, that's many of you.
还是有很多啊。
Okay, well, I'm a very boring preacher.
好，其实我的讲道很无聊啦。
So I hope you don't go to sleep.
所以希望大家不要睡着才好。
Sometimes Holy Spirit likes to come when I preach.
不过圣灵呢，有时候在我讲道当中会出现。
And I don't mind because he's a lot more interesting than me.
那我也不介意，因为他比我还有趣啊。
So who wants to listen to me?
所以谁想听我讲道举下手。
Oh, very good.
Wow. 哦，很好，很好。
Who wants me to be quiet and let Holy Spirit take over?
好，谁希望我闭嘴，然后让圣灵掌权呢？
I don't believe it.
不相信你们讲的，都不敢举手，他不信。
I know. It's the,
你只是客气而已，他也知道。
The Taiwanese.
这是台湾人的这个。
Don't offend the man of God.
就是希望不要得罪这个属神的仆人，不敢讲而已。
Don't worry, I'm already offended.
所以没关系，他早就被冒犯了。
You can't offend me. I'm already offended.
好，没有办法冒犯他，早就被冒犯了。
No, not really.
开玩笑的啦。
You people are so kind.
其实呢，台湾人是非常友善的。
And you make sure I have plenty to eat.
就是一定要好好的照顾到他吃得够这样子。
You make sure I'm comfortable.
就是要确保他非常的舒适。
And I feel very bad.
那我其实也觉得很不好。
Because I still haven't eaten my breakfast.
因为我还没有吃早餐呢。
It's sitting in the room back there.
那还放在讲员室。
I didn't know if there was any onion in that sandwich.
好，那个三明治里面有放洋葱吗？
And I wanted you to get filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以要如何被圣灵充满呢？
I didn't want you to fall over because of onion breath.
好，就是呢，因为我不希望说我那三明治里面有洋葱呢，我不希望你被圣灵充满，闻到那个我的口臭都是洋葱味嘛，所以。
So praise God, I haven't eaten any durian either.
所以因为呢这样的缘故，我还不敢吃榴莲，怕我就讲到这榴莲的味道都出来。
Who likes durian?
谁喜欢吃榴莲举下手。
Who doesn't like durian?
谁不喜欢榴莲举下手。
Well, I like durian.
好，我喜欢榴莲。
So all of us that do like durian.
所以那些我们喜欢这些喜欢榴莲的人呢
？Are going to pray for the rest of you to get saved.
我要祷告那不喜欢榴莲的人要得救。
Now I have a problem this morning.
我今天早上有点问题耶。
My problem is someone stolen my notes. There it is.
他以为人家偷了他的笔记，这是藏在那个地方。嗯。
Okay. I need those glasses again. too much anointing here.
恩膏很强，要戴一下太阳眼镜遮一下。
If you stop looking at me, I'll stop laughing.
好。不要看我，不要看讲员，他就不会笑。
Maybe I need to preach like this.
因为他很害羞，他要这样遮一下才能讲到。他是很害羞的哦。
I can do this. Where's that worship leader? I know how you feel.
现在了解那个慧敏姐的感受了。今天的敬拜带不起来，一直笑，一直笑嘛。
Okay, I'm a very serious guy.
好，现在其实我是很严肃的。
It's you people, you make me laugh.
是因为你让我发笑的，都是你们。
The Taiwanese are crazy.
就是台湾人很疯狂啦。
Are you crazy?
你们是不是疯狂的人
？No. Yes.
是很疯狂。
Good. Stay crazy. I love it.
好，就保持疯狂，我也蛮喜欢的。笑得很高哦。
This will be a good CD.
好，这个那个CD 会制作起来会很好，对不对？这一堂的。
Very simple preaching.
好，现在的讲道非常简单，就这样起笑就好了。
Even the children can understand.
所以呢，小孩子都听得懂今天讲的道是什么。
What should I do?
他就说该怎么办？现在停不下来怎么办？然后他有跟我们教会就是要 CD 啦这一系列的，对，所以顺便跟音控说一下。
I think God's in a good mood today.
我想呢，上帝今天心情很好，才会给我们这个恩膏。
He's always in a good mood.
好，上帝一直心情都很好。
Maybe this will help.
喝一下水，可能可以冷静一点，为了祷告一下。来，叫他不要笑。
New Zealand, we have a saying.
好，纽西兰呢，我们会有这个谚语。
Don't drink and drive.
就是你不要开车，喝酒驾车。
Because we have an alcohol problem in New Zealand.
因为纽西兰我们有酒精的问题哦。
And so people get drunk on alcohol.
就是很多人就醉酒哦。
And then they crash in the car.
然后就撞车。
And many people get killed on our road.
然后很多人就是在路上就被车撞，然后丧命。
It's not even their fault.
那其实不是他们的错。
Some silly person was drinking.
就是一些就是很愚昧的人，他们就是醉酒驾车。
So they say, "Don't drink and drive."
所以他们就说你不要醉酒喝酒又驾车。
I think we should change it to "Don't drink and preach."
然后我们应该说不要喝水，然后又传讲就是讲道。
I'm drinking this morning, but it's a different type of drink.
其实我是有喝，但是喝的是不是酒。
It's Holy Spirit new wine.
喝的是圣灵的新酒。
And I just can't get enough of it.
然后就是觉得好像喝不够一样。
And I want you to get drunk on the Holy Spirit
this morning. 然后我也希望各位能够醉在圣灵的新酒当中。
Actually, it's this afternoon now.
你现在是下午了吗？
In Genesis 1:2, it says that the Spirit of God was moving on the face of the earth.
好，就是在创世纪一章二节里面有讲到神的灵运行在水面上。
Who believes I can preach this morning?
谁相信我今天讲到讲得完的？
Do you believe I can do it?
相信我做得到吗？
Who thinks I can do it?
觉得我办得到，举一下手。
Good, I'll try.
好，我要试试看。
If you believe in me, I can do it.
如果你对我有信心，我就要做给你看。
Okay, so right at the beginning of creation, the Holy Spirit is already moving.
好，所以呢，就是神在创造世界之前呢，就是神的灵已经在运行了。
And He's moving very powerfully.
就是他大大的运行。
We find it hard to believe that God could raise Jesus from the dead.
我们好像很难相信神怎么能够将耶稣从死里把他提出来，让他复活呢？
And that's very powerful when the Spirit of God raises somebody from the dead.
好，就是呢，神居然可以使死人复活，这是太有能力了。
But when the Holy Spirit was moving at the beginning, all of creation came into being.
好，就是呢，在起初的时候，圣灵在运行的时候呢，所有神的创造就形成了。
That's more than raising one person from the dead.
这是呢，比一个人从死里复活还来的有能力。
If you get to know Holy Spirit, it won't be hard to believe for people to be raised from the dead.
所以如果你呢能够相信这一点的话呢，你就不会就很难就不会说不容易相信神可以使死人复活。
Because first of all, the Holy Spirit is moving.
因为呢，在起初的时候呢，一开始神的灵就开始运行。
And then God spoke creation into being.
然后呢，神才吩咐他所要创造的来开始形成。
Sun and moon and stars.
就是呢，日头、月亮、星星等等。
Plants and trees and herbs.
还有植物、动物等等。
Animals.
还有一些的动物。
Kangaroos.
还有的
eagles.
袋鼠啊等等。
Birds.
还有鹰啊、鸟。
Fish.
还有呢，鱼。
And mankind.
还有人类。
And all of that came into being because Holy Spirit's moving.
好，这些都被创造出来，都是因为神的灵在运行。
And God is speaking.
然后神的话出来。
So God waited for Holy Spirit to move first before He speaks.
所以呢，神的确先等圣灵先运行之后，才用话语来创造。
That's why we have to learn to wait on Holy Spirit.
所以我们也要学习来等候圣灵。
And then when we let Him move on us,
然后我们让他来在我们生命当中运行
and we become drunk in the Holy Spirit,
然后我们就醉在圣灵当中
we lose control to him,
然后我们就完全失去控制让他来掌权
and then God can speak very powerfully over our lives,
这样子神就可以用大能的话语对我们的生命说话
and bring forth creative miracles,
然后带出创造性的神迹
because God wants to give you an authority to create your own future,
神要给你权柄来创造出你的未来，用话语来宣告。
And so that's why it says in Acts 2 that the sons and the daughters they will prophesy.
所以呢，才在使徒行传里面有说到神的儿女要能够发预言。
Sometimes we think prophecy is just giving information.
好，有时候我们认为预言好像就只是在说一些知识还有讯息。
Or speaking about the future.
或者只是在说出你未来会发生什么事。
But when it says the sons and daughters will prophesy, this is what it means.
但是圣经有讲到神的儿女要发预言，其实真实的意思是这样的。
It means that the sons and the daughters will be so full of the Holy Spirit, their words will carry great authority.
好，说的是神的儿女会被圣灵大大充满之后，他们讲出来的话语是大有权柄的。
And they will speak and they will call forth things that are not as though they really are.
好，就是呢，他们会带着权柄来宣告的时候呢，会带出权柄，然后带出很多的事情出来。
They will call forth revival.
他们会呢宣告复兴来到。
They will call forth the miraculous.
他们会宣告一些的神迹要临到。
They will speak with great authority.
他们会带着大权柄来宣告。
But first of all, we have to get filled with Holy Spirit.
但是首先我们必须先被圣灵充满。
Just like they got drunk in Acts chapter 2.
就像使徒行传二章里面圣徒被圣灵充满，醉在圣灵当中一样。
Who wants to have great authority?
谁希望有大权柄的？
Huh, you do?
有吗？
Good.
很好。
And so right at the beginning, Holy Spirit is moving.
所以呢，在起初的时候，神的灵在运行。
And the whole purpose He is moving is so that God can create man and woman.
好，就是神的灵先运行呢，好叫上帝他可以创造出那个人类男女。
So He creates this great big playground called Earth.
所以呢，就是他创造了一个很大的那个游乐天堂，叫做地球。
And the whole earth was created for you and me.
所以呢，这整个地球是为着你我而受造给我们的。
And then he says, I want you to have authority over the earth.
然后神又吩咐说，我要你来治理这全地。
So the Spirit's moving right from the beginning of time for the one purpose of giving man authority on the earth.
所以神的灵先运行，最主要是预备这个地球，让人有管理这样的一个权柄来治理。
And he's still moving to restore that authority to the church today.
那神的灵继续在运行当中，来恢复神人类在地上的权柄。
And so in Acts chapter 2, the church started with a moving of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，使徒行传二章里面有讲到教会的诞生就是透过圣灵的运行。
The day of Pentecost was the start of the church.
那在呢五旬节的时候呢，他们让教会有诞生了。
That was the beginning.
这就是开始而已。
Creation starts with the moving of the Spirit.
那么呢，神的创造在这之前老早就已经有了。
The church starts with the moving of the Spirit.
那也是透过圣灵的运行，教会诞生了。
Right at the end of the Bible, Jesus comes back because of the moving of the Spirit.
好在呢，启示录的最后一章呢，耶稣要再来，也是因为圣灵也在运行。
That's why it says in Revelation 22:17.
好，所以呢，启示录二十二章十七节这么说。
That the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come."
就是圣灵与心腹都说来。
So unless the Spirit is moving very powerfully, Jesus isn't coming back.
所以圣灵若不是大大的运行的话，耶稣不会再来。
He's waiting for the church to get so filled with His Holy Spirit that we have one cry.
因为呢，耶稣在等候他的心腹跟圣灵连结合呢，只有发出同样一个呼喊。
And the Bible says that the Spirit cries out from inside of us, Abba, Father.
好，就是透过圣灵，我们向神呼喊阿爸父。
Holy Spirit does not want to be separated from the Father.
好，圣灵不要我们跟天父阿爸父分开的。
Because Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have been having fellowship together for all of eternity past.
因为呢，在永恒当中，天父、耶稣还有圣灵，他们一直有很好的合一的团契。
And they never get bored.
那么他们不会在这个团契中觉得无聊。
Imagine that.
那我们来想想，我们来思想父子还有圣灵。
They are like consuming fire.
他们就像烈火。
And they're relating to each other.
他们彼此的有关系。
And they're sharing their dreams.
然后他们分享彼此的意象看见。
And they're having fun together.
然后他们呢就是享受彼此。
And they're being creative.
然后他们有创造力。
And spontaneous.
然后呢自动自发。
And there's all this interaction going on between them, backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards.
所以呢，就是前前后后，他们之间相互有这样的互动。
And so he wants us to know that same fellowship that he'd had for all of eternity past.
所以他也要让我们来认识这个在永恒当中这样的团契与互动。
And so Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they can't be separated from one another.
所以呢，父子圣灵彼此之间是不可以分开的。
They love each other so much.
他们彼此深深的相爱。
And so Holy Spirit, He's up there in heaven.
所以呢，圣灵在天上。
But He's also down here on the earth.
但是他也在世上。
Inside of you and me.
他也在你我的生命当中。
Some people think He left heaven and came to earth.
好，有些人还以为圣灵住在天上，现在来到世上。
He's a very big Holy Spirit.
圣灵是很大的。
And so it says that there's seven flames of fire before the throne of God.
好，有说在神宝座前的一个七的火，七个好火焰。
Which is the seven spirits of God.
就是七灵的意思。
But he's also down here on the earth.
他也在世上运行。
He's inside you.
他也在你里面。
And inside you, he doesn't want to be separated from the Father.
因为他在你里面，他不想与天父分开。
And so even although he's with the Father in heaven,
所以呢，虽然有天父在天上。
He doesn't want to be separated from the Father inside of you.
他在你里面，他不想与天父分开。
So he's crying out, Abba!
所以他带着你来呼喊阿爸父，阿爸父。
That cry is inside of you.
那是你里面内心的呼喊。
You say, I don't feel hungry for God.
你就说，哎，我对神不渴慕啊。
No problem.
没关系。
God knew that we had little hunger.
上帝知道我们有一点点饥渴。
God knows that we are weak.
上帝知道我们有软弱。
And so he says, I'm going to give you my Holy Spirit's hunger.
所以呢，上帝说呢，我要将圣灵里面的那个饥渴赐给你。
I'm going to give you my Holy Spirit's hunger cry.
我要将圣灵那个饥渴那样的呼喊赏赐给你。
And that cries inside of you.
那就成为你内心的呐喊。
And it's my job to help you discover that cry.
所以我要帮助你来发现里面那样的饥渴的呼喊。
And that cry is a very deep cry.
那样的呼喊是非常内心深处的呼喊。
It's like when you get a fright and you go, ah!
就好像呢你吓到的时候你会啊叫一下。
You get a shock because something happened that surprised you and you don't have any words.
因为呢你受惊吓的时候你是没有话说的就是啊。
And you go, ah!
啊。
And that's the cry the Holy Spirit has for the Father.
那样的叹息就是圣灵要献给天父的叹息。
And you have that cry too.
你也有那样的呐喊。
It's my job to teach you how to yield to that cry.
所以我的职责就是要教导你来有这样的呐喊。
So that it becomes your cry as well.
所以让那个能够成为你的呐喊。
And then the Spirit and the Bride together are going to cry, Come, Lord Jesus.
这样子呢，圣灵跟基督的心腹要一同呼喊说，主啊，愿你来。
And we're the ones that bring him back to earth.
那我们是要把他让耶稣再来的那位。
He's coming for a bride.
耶稣再来是为着他的心腹。
The church.
就是教会。
Without spot, without wrinkle.
就是毫无指责、玷污的心腹。
We have plenty of spots and plenty of wrinkles at the moment.
其实我们现在教会有很多的污点，有很多的这个瑕疵。
But God wants to give some of you a facelift this afternoon.
但是神呢，今天呢，要给我们做一点拉皮，还有面膜。
Who would like a Holy Spirit facelift?
谁希望圣灵给你做一个拉皮，然后给你一个敷脸一下呢？
Good.
很好。
Asians are concerned about their skin and how they look.
亚洲人非常注重我们的皮肤保养嘛。
Get the Holy Spirit, you'll look 10 years, 20 years younger.
所以如果你有得到圣灵的话，你一定看起来年轻十岁、二十岁。
You won't worry so much.
你绝对不会那么多烦恼了。
And when you start worrying, the wrinkles will disappear.
因为呢，你如果没有烦恼，这些皱纹都会消失的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who believes I'm preaching from the Bible?
你觉得我是从圣经来传讲吗？是不是？
Does Holy Spirit give faceless?
是不是圣灵会给我们敷脸，给我们拉皮呢？
It's in Psalm 42.
在呢，诗篇四十二篇就有讲到。
David said, "You are the help of my countenance."
好，就是呢，大卫有说，你使我的脸面发光啊。
People that have the Holy Spirit, their face glows.
所以呢，一个人如果生命中有圣灵，他脸上是发光的。
That's why I needed to wear some sunglasses this morning.
好像我今天就觉得人的神的荣耀很大，我都想要戴起太阳眼镜一样。
So right at the beginning of the Bible, Holy Spirit's moving.
所以圣经的最起头就讲到神的灵在运行。
At the beginning of the church, Holy Spirit's moving.
还有教会要诞生的时候，圣灵也在运行。
Right at the end of the Bible, Holy Spirit's moving.
然后圣经的末了又讲到圣灵的运行。
He wants to move here today.
所以他今天也要在我们当中运行了。
So that you show His glory.
所以你可以彰显出他的荣耀。
And so we need to wait on Him.
所以我们需要来等候他。
And drink and keep on drinking.
然后我们来领受圣灵所赐的酒。
And every time we drink more, it makes us more hungry.
每次呢，我们更畅饮圣灵所赐的酒，我们就越饥渴。
And so then we say, "More Holy Spirit, that's not enough."
那我们就会说，圣灵还不够，还要再多一点。
And He says, "Praise God, they want me."
好，圣灵就会说，哇，好棒，好棒，他们希望，他们渴慕我。
He says, "Father, they want me."
哦，天父啊，你看，你的教会渴慕我了。
Jesus, they want me.
啊，耶稣啊，他们渴慕我了。
I love to be wanted in the church.
哦，我很希望被教会欢迎呢。
I'm going to give them even more.
所以我要赐给他们更多。
And then because you have more, it makes you even more hungry.
那因为你有更多的圣灵，你就越像圣灵饥渴了。
And so you see, God's calling out to us.
所以神在向我们呼求，
and we're seeking Him.
因为他神要我们来寻求他。
God calls, we seek.
好，神在呼召我们，我们要来寻求他。
Sometimes we think we just have to seek God, but He's not interested in us.
有时候我们就想我们在呼求神，但是呢，神对我们没有兴趣哦。
No, He's calling out to you.
没有，神是在呼召你。
He's really interested in you.
他对你非常有兴趣。
He's calling you by name.
他呢，按着你的名来呼唤你。
I don't know your names.
我也不知道每个人的名字。
He's saying, Esther!
他会说 Esther!
Come!
来
I'm calling you!
我在呼唤你。
You know, when it says call in the Bible, it actually means invitation.
好，其实圣经里面讲到呼唤的意思就是邀请。
And so we think of the call of God, but really the word call in the New Testament means invite.
好，其实我们讲到神的呼召，那其实它的真正的意思就是他邀请你的意思。
So it says in Ephesians 1:18 that God is calling, He's inviting us to come and sit with Him.
在以弗所书呢一章十八节里面有讲到神他在呼唤你，他在呼召你。
In heavenly places.
然后呼召你进入到天上哦。
Now,If you just seek God and you don't realize He's calling to you, it's hard work.
好，如果你单单寻求神，但是你却不知道神他也在呼唤你的话，这样你就觉得很艰难。
But if you understand that He's calling you, He's really interested in you.
但是如果你明白他神是在呼唤你、呼召你，他对你有兴趣的话，这样情形就不一样。
That makes you really want to seek Him.
这样子你也会更想来寻求他。
And so God's calling and we're seeking.
所以呢，神在呼召你，那我们也在找他，寻求他。
So let me tell you a story and then I'm going to pray for you.
好，当然在最后的时候我会为你祷告。
I was in the nation of Vanuatu.
好，我在一个有一个小国家叫 Vanuatu， 在这个很小的小岛。
Vanuatu is very close to Fiji.
好，对，在离斐济岛一个很近的，也是一个南太平洋的小岛。
And I was speaking in a church in that nation.
那有一天我在那个小岛，那个小岛国的教会里面讲到。
And I only preach two meetings.
好，我只有在两个聚会中讲到。
The first meeting, many people getting drunk.
好，在第一个聚会当中，很多人就醉在圣灵当中。
Same thing in the second meeting.
第二个聚会也是很多人醉在圣灵中。
But this church was preparing for a big crusade.
好，那个教会为了要筹备很大的布道会。
And the crusade was in the capital city of that nation.
好，那个布道会要在那个岛国的首都举行。
And so the young children were preparing these dances to do at the crusade.
所以小朋友有就预备一些的舞蹈要在布道会当中表演。
If you want the story, it's in this book.
好，你想要知道那个故事，我有写在我的那个《热情与火》的书里面。
These children were between 9 and 12 years old.
好，这些小朋友大概是9岁到12岁之间。
And they were all going to fly to the capital city for this big crusade.
所以他们都要一起搭飞机到首都去表演。
But 6 weeks before the crusade, they start to fast.
好，就是呢，布道会之前的六周，他们就开始为此进食。
Just young children, 9 to 12.
他们是九岁到十二岁的儿童。
And they fast every day till 5 o'clock.
就是他们每天从早一直进食到下午五点。
For the whole 6 weeks before the crusade.
就是在布道会之前呢的六周都这样的进食祷告。
And so I'm staying at the pastor's house.
好，有些呢小朋友就住在牧师的家。
And every day the children come to the pastor's house to practice the dances.
好，就是呢这些儿童会每天到就是牧师的家去就是彩排他们的舞蹈。
And the pastor's wife had been in my meetings and she was getting drunk.
好，师母呢有到过我的聚会，然后她就醉在圣灵当中。
So she started to pray for the children and they started to drink.
好，就是呢师母开始为儿童来祷告，然后他们也醉在圣灵当中。
And they were laughing and crying and falling over the place.
他们就开始喜笑啊，有些人就感动的哭啊等等。
But every time they meet to dance, they always wait on Holy Spirit.
但是每次他们要做舞蹈的彩排之前，他们一定会等候圣灵。
You can wait on Him anytime, any place.
所以你可以在任何地方、任何时候都可以等候圣灵的降临。
At church,
在教会当中。
At home,
在家。
In the restaurant,
好，在餐厅。
Just don't do it while you're driving.
好，只要不要开车的时候等候圣灵就好了。
And so one night these children are opening up to Holy Spirit.
所以这些儿童呢就开始向圣灵敞开。
And God speaks to one of the young girls.
所以呢神就跟一个小朋友女孩子来讲话了。
He says, go into the middle of the room and I'm going to burn your sins out.
好，就是呢你去那个房间中央，我会把你的罪烧掉。
So the children went to the middle of the room.
所以小朋友就聚集在一个房间的中间。
And I saw something that I'd never seen before.
结果我就看过我从来没有看过的景象。
The fire of God came on them so strong they felt like they were burning.
就是呢神的火呢降下呢这么的强烈，他觉得好像身体要被烧焦了。
And these little children are rubbing their arms.
所以小朋友就觉得好热，就开始手。
And rubbing their legs.
还有那个腿好像被烧。
And rubbing their faces.
然后呢脸啊腿啊这样子的摸要拍。
Because they feel like their bodies are on fire.
因为觉得感觉好像身体着火一般。
I'm like, whoa!
我就是 wow!
You know you've seen God when your mouth's hanging wide open.
哇，你看到神的时候，你的嘴巴会张得大大的。
That's how you can tell a Christian.
这样你就可以分辨这是基督徒他碰见神了。
哇！
哇！
Because God's so awesome. 哇！
因为上帝好棒哦。
哇！
哇！
If you're not going, wow, you haven't seen God yet.
如果你没有这样嘴巴张得大大的话，你就还没有真的碰过神呢。
I want you to go home with your mouth open today.
希望今天呢，你回家之前呢，你可以呢碰到神，然后嘴巴张得大大的。
So next time I come back to Taiwan, I see all these Christians like,
对，希望下次我回到台湾，看到基督徒都嘴巴张得大大，很惊奇的
样子。And I say, praise God, I understand.
然后我就说，哦，我了解，我了解，你刚刚碰到神了，遇见神了。
He's really that good.
哦，他真的好棒，对不对
？He's really that great.
他真的是很伟大。
He's really that glorious.
他真的是蛮有荣耀。
He's really that awesome.
他真的是好棒，好棒。
When you taste who God is, you're going to get addicted to Him.
当你尝过神美好的滋味，你就会上瘾了。
You're going to become like those four living creatures.
然后你就会像那个神宝座旁边的四活物一样。
Their mouths hang wide open too.
因为在周围的四活物，他嘴巴呢张得大大的。
They do it like this.
他们就这样做。
Holy,
圣哉。
Ah, holy,
圣哉。
Ah. That's really what holy means.
他的意思就是这样子。
They don't know what else to say.
他没有什么其他话可以表达了。
There's no words to describe God.
也没有什么其他话可以形容神。
So they're just going, ah.
就说啊啊。
for all of eternity.
就是呢，在永恒当中，他只可以发出的声音就是这样子。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to tell you a story, aren't I?
本来是想跟各位讲个故事，现在。
Here, take some photos of me preaching.
好，他是很自动自发，先给各位照张相。
I need to show people in New Zealand that I can preach.
就是我要证明呢，给纽西兰人看，说我是会讲道。你认为他会讲道吗？给他一个掌声吧。
So here's the amazing thing about these children.
好，就是呢，关于刚刚讲的这群儿童很棒。
This didn't happen one time.
就是不是只有发生过一次。
Every time they come and they practice their dances.
就每次他们要为舞蹈彩排的时候都发生。
And they open up to Holy Spirit again.
然后他们向圣灵敞开。
And their fire comes on them.
然后神的火又降在他们当中。
And their whole bodies are burning, burning.
然后他们觉得哇，全身好像着火一般。
Over and over again, God did it.
就再一再的发生。
Sometimes they just say, Holy Spirit, touch me, and they're outside.
好，就是有时候他们在外面呢，就说圣灵啊，请你来触摸我。
They're practicing their dances outside in the backyard.
然后他们有时候是在后院来彩排舞蹈。
You don't have a backyard here.
好，我们台湾比较少那个后院，对不对？
You have no backyard.
没有人有后院吗？
If you go to the backyard, you're going to fall down to the ground.
好，如果有后院的话，可能会掉到地上。
We have backyards in New Zealand.
我们呢，纽西兰我们都有建那个后院。
You know we have space.
那我们有很多的土地跟空间嘛。
But here you don't have a backyard. Anyhow.
但是在台湾很少有后院，没关系啦。
They were practicing the dances outside.
好，他们那时候呢，小朋友在外面的就是彩排。
And then they said, Holy Spirit, touch me, and the fire is coming on them.
然后他就说呢，啊，圣灵来触摸我，结果神的火就降下来。
And because they're outside, a crowd begins to gather.
那因为他们就在外头，所以很多的群众就聚集在他们周围。
And there's all these children, many children watching this happening.
然后呢，很多儿童都被吸引过来，就看他们发生什么事。
I remember one little boy.
我记得有个小男孩
He wasn't even saved.
然后他还没有得救
And he's watching this.
他就看着这个景象
And he's got tears streaming down his face.
然后他就感动的泪流下来
And he was seeing a vision.
然后他就看见异象
And the reason he's crying is he saw a narrow path and only a few people were on the narrow path.
他看的是一条窄路那这窄路上面走了只有几个人而已所以他觉得很
And there was a broad path, and there were many people on the broad path.
然后另外他看到一条又宽的、很宽的道路，很多人都往那条路走。
And they're all going to hell.
然后，但是那条很宽的道路是通向灭亡的地狱。
And this little boy's crying.
所以这个小男孩看到这个异象就感动，就哭了。
I think he got saved.
我想这个男孩因为看到这个图像，他就得救了。
Is that a good way to get saved?
你是不是很棒？这样就得救了哦。
And so what happened is, we went to the crusade in the other city.
所以后来我们就到另外一个城市有这个布道会。
And I was doing some meetings in the morning.
所以我早上也有带聚会特会。
Just with the children and some of the intercessors and workers.
那当场都只有一些小朋友跟呢代祷者而已。
And the Thursday night meeting, God speaks to one of the young boys.
那有一天呢，就是圣灵对一个小男孩说话。
He says to him, "I'm going to meet you in your bedroom tomorrow."
好，圣灵就说明天啊，我要在你的房间跟你会面哦。
Well, I was holding these meetings in a dormitory.
好，那时候我是在一个宿舍里面呢，带领这个聚会哦。
It was a hallway about that wide.
好，就是那个通道大概就是这样的宽。
Down to the back of the room.
啊，大概有到后面我们的空间的后面这样子。
And on each wall there were doors.
好，就是呢都有很多的门。
And behind the door was a room, and each room had two beds in it.
好，就是那这一排就很多的房间，很多的门，那门后都是房间嘛。
And that's where we were all staying.
所以我们就是住在宿舍这样的房间里面。
But we're having the meetings in the narrow hallway.
不过呢，我们办特聚会是在那个比较狭窄的通道上。
And so I'm praying for them, and Holy Spirit's moving.
所以我那时候为他们祷告，求圣灵来运行。
But then suddenly the face of Jesus appeared on the wall at the end of the hallway.
那但是呢，这个聚会当中呢，耶稣的面目呢就出现在墙上。
The anointing was already high.
就是那时候的恩膏已经很强烈了。
It just went three times higher, just like that.
那天呢，就突然恩膏好像三倍的多。
And so we all moved toward the wall. We were drawn to the face of Jesus.
所以呢，我们都看到墙上有。耶稣的面目显现
And we started to hug the wall.
所以我们因为看到耶稣的脸哦，我们就跑到墙上想要去摸那个脸，那个墙上的那个。 耶稣的脸哦。
We started to kiss the wall.
然后开始就很奇怪，就是亲墙上那个亲墙。
We were crazy.
那别人就觉得我们很疯狂啊。
It was like we were in the face of Jesus.
因为好像面对面见到耶稣了一样。
And you couldn't drag us away from that wall.
那呢，你觉得没有办法把我们拖走的，也不想离开那个墙。
The pastor had gone to get a tour bus to take us on a tour of the city.
好，就是呢，牧师有雇了巴士，希望把我们带到别的地方哦，去啊。就是观光一下。
And so he comes back after getting the bus and he walks into the hallway.
所以呢，他就去啊，就回来的时候，他就走到那个走廊上。
He said the whole hallway was filled with a cloud.
啊，就是呢，好多人哦，他说。
We didn't know that we were hugging the wall.
啊，其实我们正在那个墙上，好像想要跟耶稣的脸，就是希望去拥抱他。
You see, what you consider radical today,
好，就是呢，我们今天觉得那是很激进的。
Will be normal tomorrow.
我想呢，明天呢，可能这些的经历都会被视为正常了。
Because Holy Spirit is setting His church on fire.
因为圣灵正在呢，眺望他的教会成为火热的教会。
With a love so radical and so powerful.
啊，他的爱是会使教会变得很勇敢、很坚强、激进的。
That is beyond anything we've tasted so far.
就是会超过我们过去所尝过的滋味。
How are we going to get ready for that?
所以我们要如何预备自己来领受呢？
We have to learn how to drink.
我们必须要先来学习如何来汲饮圣灵的酒。
Because when you drink, it softens your heart.
因为我们一开始来喝圣灵所赐的酒，我们的心会柔软。
We have to learn to enjoy God.
我们必须要学习来享受神他自己。
We have to learn to experience His enjoyment of us.
我们也需要来享受神的确是喜欢我们的，享受我们的。
So that our hearts can be open for so much more.
我们的心才能够真正的敞开。
Who would like the fire of God?
谁喜欢有神的火来到我们当中呢？
Am I speaking to the right people?
我跟对的一群观众讲，群众
讲话。Would you like the fire of God where it feels like your body is on fire?
我说的是神的火，你会觉得像着火一样，你想要吗？
And it begins to burn out your sin and make you so pure and holy.
会把你的罪恶还有污秽烧掉哦，这样你想要吗？
So that your face starts to glow.
那这样子也神的火会让你的脸目开始发光。
You have to wear sunglasses to church.
有时候你还要戴太阳眼镜进教会，因为荣耀太强。
I'm hungry for more.
我很渴慕，希望看到更多，经历更多。
I'm not satisfied.
我现在还不满足哦。
You people are crazy.
你们是疯狂的人。
And you've been drinking.
然后你一直在领受圣灵了。
And it's making me more hungry as well.
然后我也更饥渴了。
And so let's have Holy Spirit now, huh?
所以我们现在来领受圣灵吧。
Okay, let's put our pens and
Bibles. 好，我们先把那个笔啊，圣经放下来。
Okay, let's stand up.
各位请起立了。
Say hello to somebody.
好，你跟隔壁的弟兄姐妹打一下招呼，问候一下。
Say may God touch you powerfully this morning.
好，祝福他，愿神今天大大触摸你。
Doesn't look like Holy Spirit wants to wait.
好，就是圣灵要开始运行了。
Okay, let's lift our hands to the Lord.
好，我们举起手来仰望神。
I just want you to drink this morning.
今天早上要让大家来喝圣灵的酒。
I don't want you to sing.
就是不需要唱诗歌。
I don't want you to pray in tongues.
也不要用方言祷告。
I want you to drink.
就是只要来汲饮圣灵所赐的。
Drinking is different than praying.
就是呢，你来喝圣灵所赐的酒是。跟祷告不一样的。
If you learn how to drink, you pray much better.
那如果你懂得来喝圣灵的酒呢，就是你祷告出来会比较不一样。
God, we are empty without you.
是的，神啊，若没有你，我们内心很空虚。
We are nothing without you.
若没有你，我们一无是处。
And we want you to fill us right now.
我们希望你现在来充满我们。
Because we are hungry for more of you.
因为我们渴慕要有更多。
So give me more than I've had on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday.
所以呢，从比礼拜四还有礼拜六，今天赐给我更多吧。
More than we had first service.
就是呢，超过第一堂的恩膏。
Holy Spirit, I want to
be filled. 是的，圣灵，我要你来充满。
To overflowing.
来，一直到满意。
So go ahead and drink.
所以现在来学习来汲饮。
Do not be drunk with wine.
圣经说不要醉酒。
but be filled.
那要被圣灵
filled
要充满
filled
要充满
filled
要充满
filled with the Holy Spirit
被圣灵充满
do not be drunk with wine
不要醉酒
but be filled
被圣灵充满
filled
要充满
Filled,
要充满
Filled with the Holy Spirit
充满被圣灵充满
Filled means filled
充满的意思就是充满
We don't want to be touched
所以呢不用不需要被触摸
We want to be filled
要被充满
We don't want a little drink
不是只要喝一小杯
We want to have a big drink
要喝很多
Because he's a big Holy Spirit.
因为他是很大很伟大的圣灵。
So Holy Spirit, lay your hand on us here this morning.
所以圣灵今天为我们按手吧。
He's got a big hand.
他有很大的手。
And he can lay his hand on all of you at one time.
他可以呢为每个人同时都按手。
So lay your hand on them, Holy Spirit.
所以呢让圣灵为你按手。
He's a happy Holy Spirit.
他是很喜乐的圣灵。
He's a very happy Holy Spirit.
他是很美妙的圣灵。
He's happy because he's got no worries.
圣灵很喜乐，因为他没有什么烦恼。
Holy Spirit's got no fear.
圣灵从来不惧怕。
He's got no anxiety.
他也没有焦虑。
And that's why he laughs.
所以他才会喜笑。
And he wants to give you permission to laugh this morning.
他也要允许你来笑。
And so whatever your problem is,
好，其中那个问题就是
I want you to laugh at it this morning.
我要请要让你今天好好的笑。
Just think about your finances.
好，想想你的财务问题。
And laugh at them.
然后嘲笑你的财务问题，嗤笑。
God's much bigger than your finances.
上帝呢，大过于你的财务问题。
Whatever your problem is this morning.
不管你今天早上面对的是什么问题。
God's giving you permission to laugh at it.
上帝呢，允许你可以来嗤笑你的问题了。
Some more Holy Spirit.
所以呢，是的，圣灵。
Filled with the Holy Ghost.
是的，用圣灵充满我们。
Let your joy come.
是的，让你的喜乐临到我们。
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
是的，圣灵的喜乐。
More.
更多。
Filled.
要充满。
Do not be drunk with wine.
不要醉酒。
But be filled.
充满。
Filled.
充满。
Filled.
充满。
Filled.
充满。
Filled with the Holy Ghost.
被圣灵充满。
This side's hungry.
这边比较渴，比较饥渴的样子。
Let's see if this side are hungry.
看看这边有没有很饥渴。
Do not be drunk with wine.
不要醉酒。
But be filled.